Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want to do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, because, yeah.
If you believe it,
yeah,
you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Mm-hmm. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray,
hold on,
don't worry about a thing or nobody.
Nobody.
Look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we've got home on our side, yeah. 'Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but oh, oh,
my friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Check him out at myspace.com/Julius Petty. And he just released that CD this year, 2008, I believe it was in March. And I just love it. I love it. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm going to be joined momentarily by my co-host, Life Coach Tina Michelle Borsico, and Prophetess Angie Singletary. And we're here for Woman to Woman, amen, on today. We're excited. I am excited about what the Lord is getting ready to do. I'm having some difficulties with my computer. That's why the chat room is not open yet, but it shall be open momentarily. So you just stay with me. Stay with me. And if you're streaming now, you will be able to come into the chat room in just a very short time. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So while I'm waiting to open up the chat room and get started with this, I want to just tell you to call somebody. Call somebody. We have an exciting time coming up. Myself and the women that God has led to be a part of this forum with me. And we are just coming to share with you and to empower you and to let you know that, look, no matter what's going on, everything really is going to be all right. God's got you. God's got you. He's holding you up. He's carrying you through the storm, through the fire, through the floods. So wherever you are today and whatever your circumstance is, you have to know that God has you. And he's not going to let you go under. God is not going to let you go under. Remember, if God be for you, who can be against you, or what can be against you? So you have to realize that with God, with Christ, you already have the victory, no matter what it looks like. Remember what Pastor Rebecca always says. What I always say is, what it looks like is not really what it is, because what it is what God says it is. Amen. Amen. So I just want to remind you, my sister, to be encouraged. I have to encourage myself. Sometimes you might think, oh, Pastor Rebecca, she's here. She goes preaching again. Here she goes edifying again. But you know what? A lot of the time I'm doing it for me just as much as I'm doing it for you, because the devil is on my back. If you think the devil's on your back, you better believe me, the devil is on my back, and I'm fighting back. Amen. I'm not pulling back. I'm not going to run from the devil. I'm fighting back. And how do I fight back? I encourage myself with the word. Amen. Amen and praise God. So the chat room is open. The switchboard is open. I'm joined right now by Tina Michelle and Prophetess Angie. God bless you. Good to have you both here.
God bless you as well. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the computer wanted to act up a little bit just before 12 o'clock. So I had to shut everything down and reboot and come back in. But I know that you both were praying.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
So it's good to have people that have my back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And speaking of praying, we like to start every broadcast with prayer. So why don't you go ahead and open us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time. Lord, we first of all want to bless you and thank you for allowing us to see this new day that we've never seen before. We thank you for allowing us to rise up this morning with our life, health, and strength, the activity of our limbs, the blood yet flowing in our veins. We thank you, Lord, most of all, that when we rose today, we were yet clothed in our right minds, O God. Lord, we thank you for being in control of every situation that's going on concerning us, your daughters of Zion, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just bless this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would just allow your anointing, O God, to flow. We ask that you would just allow every word, O God, that goes forth to be to your glory, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just encourage the women, O God, those that are listening in, those that are in the chat room, those, hallelujah, that continually are encouraged through the broadcast. We ask that you would just have your way. Lord, we ask that you would just bless every speaker, O God, everyone that has a comment or a thought. We ask that you would just anoint the words that are coming out of our mouths, O God. Lord, we want you to be on display today. We ask that you would just allow us to crucify our flesh, O God, so that you might get the glory continually in every broadcast, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we give all these things to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So what is going on, ladies? How is your day going? What's new? What's on your heart? What is going on where you are? I believe you're both in New York.
Yes.
Prophetess is in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina, where are you? Tarrytown.
I'm from Tarrytown, but I'm located in a little hamlet called Otisville, right outside of Middletown, New York. So I'm up there by, most people know, Newburgh.
By Newburgh.
Amen.
And I'm holding it down over here in New Jersey.
Praise God.
In New Jersey. So, yeah, praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
Him. Hallelujah. You know,
Amen.
God is worthy.
Yes,
He's
He
so
is.
He's so worthy to be praised. I'm going through a whole lot of different little battles. I call them little battles.
Mm-hmm.
But like Pastor was preaching last night, when it's one thing after another,
yeah.
It's just a constant battle. And you have to realize that it's not one big battle, but it's little battles. And we break them up into bite-sized pieces. It makes it more bearable to know that each and every one of these, what seems to be big, it seems to be gigantic, it seems to be insurmountable. But in reality, if we look at it and really take a look at what's going on in our lives, it's small things. The little foxes, you know,
that's
the small stuff, you know, and what do we, I say we don't sweat the small stuff, you know, we don't sweat the small stuff, so I can beat them one at a time, as long as I'm not getting jumped over here.
Amen.
I can beat these battles individually, one at a time. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
Well, I like to think about some small things. I remember always saying, don't sweat the small stuff. And then it hit me one day that, you know, I'm saved. The Lord loves me. Guess what? It's all small stuff.
It's uh-huh.
It's all small stuff. Because the biggest battle was already won. My salvation, and I don't have to, I miss hell, and I don't have to be living without the love of God. That's the biggest battle. That was the war. So everything else is all small. And if you don't feel small, they don't feel small when you have these things coming up in your life. But and sometimes you do feel like you're getting jacked. Isn't that the word? You're getting
hijacked.
You're getting hijacked. But really, it's just the enemy trying to get us distracted. So that's why I love this show, so we can come together and pray for each other.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God doesn't know any space. Prayer knows no space, no physical dimension, nothing. We're right there with you, just like I know you're with me here, with my little sword drawn and my battles here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And it's the same thing. It makes a big difference.
Amen. It may sound crazy, but I love it. You know, I love the fact that sometimes the attacks do come. I love it that the attacks are coming, not the fact that I have to be in it and that I have to deal with it, but the fact that I know that I must be doing something right, first and foremost, to be on the devil's hit list.
Yeah.
And then to know that I'm coming out better than I was before the attack came. You know, and my faith is being built up. My character is being built up. You know, all of these things are being built up right in the midst of the trial. So often we ask God to anoint us. We ask God for more anointing. We ask God for more opportunity. We ask Him for more power. But when we're asking for that stuff, we don't realize that we have to go through a certain process in order to get
it.
Oh,
yeah.
And
oh,
that's the way I rejoice, because I know I'm getting ready to be promoted to the next grade.
Amen.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Like, okay, God, let me pass the test. Just let me pass this test to know that my faith will not waver. And that's covered, too, because Jesus prayed, just like He prayed for Peter, He's praying for us that our faith will not waver and that
Amen.
We won't fall.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So it's a beautiful thing. But what's going on with you all? What's happening? What's new and exciting?
Well, nothing new on my end, just a different day. Same task, different day.
Man, I woke up so sick this morning, lady.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was coming, and I was going to, I even left a message that said, I'm not coming, but I got on the phone with my sister Paula, who's listening today, Paula Washington, and ATL.
Amen.
Hey, girl.
Shout out to Paula.
Amen.
Encourage each other in the Lord so much. Just, I'm getting on this call. Am I crazy? Am I going to miss my medicine?
Amen.
I'm going to sit here and feel bad for myself with a box of puffs and sniffle. I'm getting on this call.
Amen.
So the Lord must
praise
be,
God.
He must be preparing to do something awesome
Hallelujah.
In our midst on today. And I believe that every time that we come together, there's a strengthening that takes place the Bible says that iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come together, we come, I like the fact that we're transparent. No one is coming acting like they're not going through something.
Amen, amen.
Because the truth of the matter is, every single day, not every single day you have to be going through a war, but every single day you're going to be going through something, or you're going to meet someone who's going through something.
Amen.
You know, because something is happening all over the place every single day, and if you're not going through it, somebody's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can be encouraged in the Word and know that everything is going to be all right. I mean, Tina, you're feeling sick in your body. I also have physical ailments that God is healing. So God is healing you right now in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You know, whatever it is that you're going through, I declare healing in your
Hallelujah.
Body, in your physical body, in whatever area it is that you need healing, I declare healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm walking in that anointing because I'm believing God for my own healing that has already taken place supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for the manifestation of that healing. And that's the thing about being tested and being tried, that as we go through everything that we go through, our faith increases. So now we can say, God, I believed you half-heartedly. I believed you for this, and you brought me out of that. Now, it's another bigger problem, and I believed you for that. And you came in, and you dealt with that also. So even as the magnitude of the conflict or the circumstances, as they get bigger, as they increase, our faith also increases to the point where we can look at that mountain now and say, be thou removed from me, be cast into the sea, and just don't bother me anymore. And we can believe God that he said that it shall be done as we say, and we can believe God for that also. So even every time that we come up against something, we continually believe God to the point where no matter what it is,
that's right,
we can be content in knowing that God's going to deal with that too.
Amen.
So, and that nothing can come on us, upon us, any more than what we can handle. And as it was preached in the church last night, God has already provided a way of escape. Hey.
Amen.
He's already provided a way out. So, and that way could be through healing. It could be through the change in circumstances, or it could be just by giving us peace in our minds to be able to deal with that thing while we are yet still in it.
Amen. Praise God.
My God. So be encouraged. And I'm encouraging myself right now. Be encouraged, Rebecca. Be encouraged, Tina. Be encouraged, Angie.
Amen.
Right now,
Hallelujah.
And knowing that God is still on the throne.
Yeah.
God is still in control. Yes, the financial industry has fallen. It is melting. There is a meltdown in the conglomerates of financial industry in this United States of America. The government is bailing out companies. They're taking over companies. Merrill Lynch has sold out. Lehman Brothers has declared bankruptcy. So many things are going on. AIG had to be bailed out. And you look around and you're like, these are giants.
Yes, indeed.
These are giants, but they're falling. And we know that giants do fall.
Oh, yes.
Giants do fall, but God is still in control.
Yes, he is.
My mother wrote me a poem, has to be almost 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago. And the key line of that poem said, stay in prayer because it is very hard to fall when you're on your knees.
My God.
Very hard to fall when you're on your knees. So that stayed with me forever because I remember there were so many times where you just saw big things just collapse. And I used to joke when people said, the economy is this way, the economy is that way. I said, well, you know, I'm broke, so it really don't matter. It's either God or nothing. I remember being in college saying that. Well, the economy is going to, it really don't matter because I don't have far to fall from.
Wow.
But when you realize that we have a broken spirit and a contrite heart before the Lord, it's not the type of broke that's a deficit. It's a type of brokenness before God that we know that He is the Father of all things. And we already been told that the kingdoms of the world are becoming the kingdoms of the dear Son, and that He has the government on His shoulders.
Yes.
So all these things can fall away and pass away. And when I was looking at people, I know people in the financial industry, they're wringing their hands.
Yeah.
This is like another 9/11 for them.
Yes, yes.
They're
wow.
wringing their hands. They're mm-hmm. afraid. All their money was gone. One guy I knew, he had millions of dollars, and Merrill Lynch, and now he is flat broke.
Jesus.
Flat broke, wringing his hands.
Wow.
And just what I had to, the first day, all I could do was sit with him and talk to him because it wasn't the time to go, yeah, but you know you have faith. He needed to just go through what he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I offered him a sound bit of encouragement. Then
Amen.
The next day, he called. He says, Tina, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I said, did you figure out how you're going to make the market crash? He said, I didn't make it crash. I said, then it's up to Daddy. We have no answer for this.
Amen.
So Abba,
Amen.
Abba, Father, because the God is not broke. He's not limited. But we are broken with his awesomeness and his power.
Mm.
And it makes it okay. Because we know Daddy has this.
Yeah.
Daddy has this. But if we stay on our knees, everything can fall around us. We don't have, we just lay prostrate before the Lord. And God will rise up a standard against the enemy in our lives.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And as we depend on God, all of our needs will continually be met. You know, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread.
Yes.
So we have to continually focus on God, and we cannot allow our heads to become bowed down by the troubles of this world. We cannot allow ourselves to be burdened down, because what happens is when we begin to look at the circumstances and put our mind on the circumstances, then our mind becomes what the circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind becomes darkened. Our minds become distressed. Our minds become broken and discouraged because we're looking, and we're not just looking, not just taking a glance, but we're focusing on the circumstances, trying to figure out how to make them better. But the Bible tells us to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. He is indeed the author and the finisher of our faith. He's just the one that gave us the faith, and he's the one that's constantly praying for us that we will not falter in our faith,
Amen.
That we will continue to walk with him through it all. Through it all, you know, we have to realize that the word is true. This is a time when we can pull on the word that we already have stored in our hearts. You know,
yes.
this is the time when we can look at our lives and say, you know what, as long as I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
mm-hmm.
God is truly going to provide for all of my needs.
Hallelujah.
And I still have goodness and mercy following me all of the days of my life. And I still have his unmerited favor over my life. And I still
yes.
have the blessings that are outlined in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, because I am
yes.
one who is walking with my Father in obedience through Christ. So when we realize that it looks dreary for the world, but we are not the world, and it sounds cold. We have compassion for the world, but in order for us to be able to help the world, the only way that we're going to be able to help the world is by showing them our faith.
Amen.
By showing them our Jesus, by letting them know that we are the real sons and daughters of God. The Bible says that the whole earth is groaning, and that's what I see when I see everything going on around me. I see the whole earth groaning. I see the whole earth groaning, and they're waiting. They're waiting. The people of the earth are waiting for the manifestation
yes.
of the sons and daughters of God, for real, for real, for us to stand up and be counted. Say, here I am over here. You know, I'm not. It's not glitter. It's not gold, but it's secure. It's a firm foundation that I have right here in my Christ. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
We say really, it was Peter who said with the man who was paralyzed sitting outside the temple when they was going to church, and the guy was begging for alms, you know, alms for the poor, and they looked down at him and said, silver and gold I have not, right? But rise up and walk.
Amen.
That's a whole different
scenario.
You think money's going to answer that question. It's not. Wholeness.
Money is not
that question.
You know what? I think there's a problem. Have either one of you tried to get into the chat room?
Yes, I haven't been successful yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what the problem is. I think that's why. I think this is Evangelist calling Luciano. Let's see what's up with him, if this is him today. God bless you, Evangelist Luciano.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Are you having problems getting into the chat room?
Yes, I am. That's why I called to let you know there's no chat open.
Now, is there a chat room on the board?
No.
Okay. None of you see a chat?
Nothing.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let me open this up again.
I'm refreshing my page again.
Wait one second. Let me open it up. It's authenticating. Okay, it is open. Refresh your page and let me know. Evangelist, thank you so much. And let me know if it's there yet.
Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's amazing because Lord God, we praise you and we worship you.
Hallelujah.
We worship God today. We
worship
you and we magnify your name. We glorify your name today,
Hallelujah.
God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the hand of Satan right now in the name of Jesus, trying to come against this forum where women can be encouraged and encourage each other.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We rebuke Satan right now and bind up his hands right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that this broadcast shall go out and that women will be blessed, men will be blessed.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we speak life, we speak life, we speak life into the situation where there's a sister right now that needs to speak to us.
Jesus.
And we declare that
she shall
be able to come in and speak to the women of God on today and receive a prayer for that situation that she finds herself in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see that. Amen. I see that the chat room is still not functioning totally. But you know
Hallelujah.
What? We're going to continue to move forward.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, I had a dream, and I told the church about this dream last week on Sunday. And God gave me one word, and the word is Torio. Torio. Torio is the word. I'm going to refresh my own computer. But the word is Torio, and Torio is a Latin word. I woke up from my sleep saying Torio, Torio, and it's a Latin word, and that word actually means a shoot or a sprout coming up from the ground.
Mm.
And my husband and I, we rejoiced when the Lord showed me. That thing hit me in my belly with such confirmation that God truly is blessing this ministry.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God truly is blessing this ministry and everybody that's connected to this ministry.
Hallelujah, yes, God.
There is a sure enough blessing over this ministry. And especially this now that I see where the warfare is coming in on this
mm-hmm.
Thursday ministry,
mm-hmm.
I know that it's an internet ministry. What the devil meant for harm, God has turned it around and turned it around for his good.
Yes,
and because we're using the tools of the enemy, he wants to, of course, shut us down, but we will not be shut down. I say to every woman out there, look, I have a switchboard, and if you want to be a part of this broadcast, we need you to call in. Call in 646-652-4832. You know, sometimes we blame the devil, but it may not be the devil. You might need to talk to us today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You might need to talk to us. There might be something that we need to say to you, woman to woman. So we're going to open up the phone lines right now, 646-652-4832.
Hallelujah.
And you might find yourself in a position where you need a sister to talk you through, and you were looking forward to this switchboard. Call us. Call us right now and get on the line, and we're going to put you on the line so that you can be able to be encouraged. Amen. Because
Amen.
Sometimes in the chat room, they chat it up. and you get encouraged that way. Mm-hmm. But we're saying that the devil is defeated already. He cannot stand in the way of you being encouraged. So we want to encourage you, woman to woman, sister to sister. So call on in. The switchboard is open.
Amen.
I want to go back to something we were just discussing about circumstances, you know, coming around you and the small battles and stuff like that that we have to fight on a day-to-day basis as women, right? I love words. You know that, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
So I look at the word circumstance, and the Lord gave it to me one day, and he let me see it visually, where these are things that circle where I stand, right? I have a choice by being in the middle of those, watching the circumstances all around me, to pull those things into me and to take them as mine. I have a choice, right? And then I thought of the word understand. These are things that are above my head that I stand under. I have a choice whether or not to have a relationship with those things or that information in order for me to stand under it or get understanding. And then I remembered, well, God, what does that mean? Now, read that scripture again. After you have done all to stand, Ephesians 6, stand, therefore, I did not tell you to understand. I did not tell you to look at the circumstance. I told you to stand.
Hallelujah.
With my armor. And that is my responsibility. My responsibility, and it was so relieving to me, because I'm trying to understand, how's this going to happen? How's this going to be? And a lot of times we try to plan and plot, and as, you know, as a coach, that's sort of what I do, is make sure there's a project plan in place, there's a feasibility statement, these things can be done. But he says your responsibility is to obey me. And by obeying me, you're not standing under the information. You're not even, and see, standing under is vertical, right? And in circumstances, that's horizontal. You're not reaching out for those circumstances and bringing them in.
Mm-mm.
You are standing in my power, in my grace, and in my word.
My
your
God.
Responsibility
oh, true.
Is to have that armor on. And when you're standing under things that you don't understand, your head has the helmet of salvation on it. And understand what that armor is about. You're standing under me, under my revelation, under my love.
Yes.
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that freed me up so much with having to always know and always control and always have the answer. I don't have to. I have the information my daddy gave me.
Amen.
That's all I'm responsible for.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The chat room is open. Chat room is open. Anybody that needs to come in, you can come out, go out and come back in, and you will be in the chat room. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But amen, Tina. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's powerful. Thank you. Thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. It's just the relationship, you know. We try to figure it out. And, you know, we're moms, we work a job. We do what we can, you know, to make sure we're serving our communities. But the only thing that we really, really are is children of God.
Yes.
We're children of God. All those roles are not who we are. That's what we do. We are children of God. That's who we are. And because of who we are, you can see the blessing of the stewardship that we have in these different relationships. It makes it so much easier. I'm not responsible for anything else except what my daddy told me.
Amen. And Tina has a background. She has a very extensive background. And I love it when you share like that, Tina, because that is just so powerful what you just said. She is a biblical life coach. Where, Tina, what do you do as a biblical life coach?
Well, we have a biblical coaching academy. We certify biblical coaches. I am a coach by skill. But what I tell people, my job, my real job in life, is to activate vision and purpose in agreement with the Word of God. So the whole thought of biblical life coaching as to just regular coaching, that everything has to be in the Word at least two or three times. And it's very important because we tend to pivot or make what we think or what we say or what we believe more important and try to line the word up with what we believe where everything that we discuss with our clients, how we train our coaches, is everything has to line up with the Bible. Has to line up with God says.
Amen.
Has to line up with that, because that's the original, what I call the original construct or the original matrix. That's the original blueprint for God and man's relationship on the earth, starting with Eden. So if he designed it that way, and he is the master builder, the master architect, he is the creator of all things, and we really, really believe that, then the word must be your final authority with everything in your life. Mm-hmm. So that is the premise of Biblical Coaching Academy. We don't take it even from a denominational stance. We don't take it from just one subject matter. You know, some people just want to talk about healing, we talk about the whole word. And making sure that we bridge the gap between intention and manifestation by making sure people are clear about God's will according to his word, his spirit, and his son work on Calvary's cross through redemption, making sure it's all aligned together. So when you have that election, that vote of what is true, you have the power of the Father, then yourself and your action.
Yes.
Moving forward. That's what it's about, basically.
Wow. Amen. And you work with a lot of different corporations. Now, I know you just did some work with the Urban League, right?
Yes, which is wonderful. I mean, I work with many different extensions in the coaching industry and leadership and development. And it's my belief that people, they really want to do the right thing, but they don't know how to get it running in their system. So what happens with the Urban League, and that's actually through the Black Professional Coaches Alliance, Veronica Conway is the founder, we get to go there and we get to take all the content in the conference and coach it so that people are not just hearing sound bites, but they're actually using them too. So we have workbooks and everything involved so that it's all integrated. You're not just hearing it, now you're able to do. So that's where we did that with the Urban League, and I believe we're going to be part of the Centennial program for the NAACP, and we've been working with the Urban League for a long time and many other organizations that have seen that people need to do this, not just talk about it. In a biblical coaching context, we're very excited to be able to support pastors with not only just having their vision and their leadership around them, but having everybody aligned with the same vision, so everybody's on the same page, and it makes it easier for the pastor to do their job. So building a strong leadership and support team around the visionary so that there's support for them and the people are completely aligned with mission and task and they understand their roles and their giftings from God, it makes the ministry flow in a completely different way. So I consider it a huge gift.
And so what do you do for women? Is there anything particularly that you have that's geared towards women?
Oh, I just recently reactivated what I consider the life coaching platform focused on women. It's called Diva Flow. The website is going up now, divaflow.com, and it's really tapping into your inner diva. I think the biggest thing with us as women is being able to slow down and determine what is true. What is true? What did God say? What does that mean? Also understand that you're his daughter. You are beautiful, and he doesn't make mistakes. Just having that type of affirmation or validation in your life, knowing that the Lord is speaking to you, and he's speaking to the people around you, and his word says X, Y, and Z, it empowers the individual to move forward in their purpose and their calling in a way like no other. In a way like no other. And a lot of times, like when the Lord gives you a word, Pastor Rebecca, the Lord gives you a word, Prophetess, you know that a lot of times it's really a confirmation.
Right.
God has already spoken to you because you're in his word and you're in prayer every single day. It's not something bizarre like, you know, Angie, you're going to go and become a garbage woman. It's something that the Lord has already told you. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear the voice of God and we need to know our purpose and our value. So the Diva Flow, that's what it's about. It's about being that diva, about being divinely inspired and voraciously audacious about those things that God has called you to do. And I believe it's very important for people to be in purpose and on purpose all the time, because otherwise we're deprived of your voice. We're deprived of your gifts. I think about not meeting Pastor Rebecca. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
I would have been deprived
of
her
Amen.
Voice or her gift. It's not just, I want to hear what she has to say so I can get something. No.
Right.
Her voice
right.
added so much to my life, her sweetness, just the humility that you hear in her voice, her face. If you guys get a chance to come to the women's conference, please do it so you can see her face to face and see what I mean.
Amen. Who's sweet? Who's sweet? Me? Oh, no, not me.
Yes, you are, Pastor.
Oh, no. They don't use those words. Sweet? But no, sweet, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's it must be. That's the spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
They used to tell me when I was growing up, that's a mean black woman. My sister, Janice, who went home to be with the Lord last year, she told every boy that tried to talk to me, you don't want to talk to her. That girl is mean. That's a mean black girl. But I thank God for Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah, I know.
I didn't even recognize myself. You said I was sweet and it was nice to meet me.
Oh, I looked at your face. I said, what a sweet, beautiful face and spirit. It was so wonderful. It was almost like running to get a drink of water, especially because I know my specific call is
mm-hmm.
kingdom focused in the secular marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get a lot of the opportunities to sit down at a well like that and just draw
mm-hmm.
with Christians. Sometimes I'm the only Christian in the room.
Wow.
So when I saw her face, I just went, oh, my goodness, that's her.
Amen.
The same voice, the same sweetness. And then when I saw, you didn't have to introduce me to your husband, even though I met him first. But I was, yeah, that's him, because you guys have the same quality of spirit.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God. By the grace of God, amen. It's only by the grace of God that we are who we are. So thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to all of the people in the chat room, starting with my dear friend, Lalisa, Prophetess Lalisa Wims, Firestarter. That woman, she's on fire for the Lord. I love her.
Amen.
And I had some time to spend and share with her on this morning on the phone, and she blessed my soul.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you, Firestarter. Good to see you, my friend. Mrs. Dana Neal is with us. And also we have Prophetess Singletary with us, who's on the line. And Evangelist Luciano, who is with us, and Pastor Anthony, of course, is covering always.
Amen.
So good to have all of you. And for everybody who's streaming, when I went over to try to figure out the switchboard, we had 17 live listeners at that particular moment.
Wow.
So we want to give a shout out to all of you streamers.
Amen.
Amen. And we're over 70 listeners actually on a weekly basis and growing and growing.
Amen.
So I want to just give a shout out. We want to give a shout out to all of you who take the time to stop in and see us, because the 12 o'clock hour is a very competitive hour, and we're glad that you all stopped in to visit with us during the course of your day. Anytime you could spend a few minutes or an hour, that would be great. You know what I want to talk about, Prophetess?
Yes.
After we tell people about the conference, let me tell the people about the conference, and then I'll tell you what I want to talk about.
Sure.
We have our upcoming third annual Christian Women of Power conference. Amen. And we are so excited. You heard Tina mention a conference. We are so excited about what God is getting ready to do.
Yeah.
This year's theme is God's Leading Lady. Amen. And God has really touched upon my heart that He is going to show up this year in a mighty way. We already have registrations coming through the website. We already have people calling us up saying, I'm going to be there.
Amen.
So it is just going to be an exciting time. I can feel something stirring in the air that God is getting ready to do something.
Hallelujah.
The dates, October the 10th, October the 11th, October the 12th, we will be there. All of us here on the Christian Women of Power, Woman to Woman, all of us here on Woman to Woman will be there. I believe Prophetess Lalisa is going to come and be with us. And
Amen.
We're praying for Dana Neal to be able to be
yes.
with us. We
Amen.
Are going to be there, and we are coming with a spirit of anticipation.
Yes,
look,
ma'am.
Look. This is Toriel time
yes.
for your life. I don't know if I gave the definition of Toriel, but it is a shoot or a sprout coming up from the ground. Ah, this is harvest time. So many people are going into the fall season. So many people are going into the winter season of their lives. But God is saying just before winter hits, he's getting ready to produce a harvest in the lives of so many people. If you can receive it, prophetically speaking, if you can receive that word over your life, that God is getting ready to show up and blow you up for the kingdom, amen. It's not something personal for your name to be up in lights, but God is getting ready to do something. If you have been waiting for God to do something in your life, this is that turial time, amen. And it's a Latin word, and it means a shoot or a sprout coming up from the ground. You know, when you plant grass seeds and you all of a sudden you look and you see little blades of grass coming up from the ground, or when you plant a plant and all of a sudden you see that sprout coming up out of the dirt. This is the time when God is bringing some stuff up out of the dirt, my God, out of the dirt, out of the ashes of your life, out of what people said it was useless, there was no hope, nothing good was ever going to come up out of that. It's toriel time, my God, my God, my God. You got to be able to receive this on tonight, on today. God is getting ready to do something, and I know that this conference is part of the whole schism of things. Right after God gave me that dream, my husband and I received preaching engagements, both for the same day. My God, God is getting ready to bless. He's getting ready to bless. You've been laboring, and you may have not seen your harvest. You may not have seen your harvest. Galatians 6:9 says, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you are going to reap if you faint not. And that's what we were talking about at the beginning of this broadcast. If you do not faint, God is getting ready to give you the reward for your labor.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Some of you have been faithful.
Yes, God.
You've been faithful over the little stuff, the
Hallelujah.
Little minuscular stuff,
yes,
little
God.
Stuff, doing stuff for nothing.
Hallelujah.
Preaching the gospel, giving offerings back.
Jesus,
some people have been
Jesus.
Giving back love offerings. Some of you haven't even received anything. And some of you, some people said they were going to give you something and ended up giving you nothing. But
Jesus.
God's saying today is your payday.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Some of you are waiting for your loved ones to be saved. It doesn't
Thank
even
you,
have to be about money.
Amen.
Some of you are waiting for your loved ones to be saved and set free. And God is saying, this is the season.
Hallelujah.
It's a tutorial for you.
Yes,
I know
God.
He didn't give. Pastor said, we got to tell the people. Pastor Anthony was so excited.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to bring myself in. He said, we got to tell the people.
Bless the Lord.
I'm trying to bring myself in. Now, you know, prophets know that's I can
help you. Listen. We with you. We with you, Pastor. We with you.
My God.
Yes.
He
Hallelujah.
Said, we got to tell the people. And I tried to keep it to myself. I said, no, this word is for us.
Yes,
he
did.
This word for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, no, you got to tell the people. It's
tutorial
time. You
Hallelujah.
Got to tell my people who
yes.
are called by my name
Jesus.
That this is the season that I'm going to do some tutorial. There's going to be
Thank
a shooting up, a sprouting up.
Hallelujah.
And Lalisa, I know Firestarter, I know you feeling this.
Hallelujah.
Because you were talking about your brother Steve
mm-hmm.
and how God has manifested a harvest, the testimony of his life, my God, as he even was on his way transitioning, my God, God gave him salvation, my God, hallelujah. It's toriel time. It's toriel time, and every seed that plant, everything that dies, God raises up something out of that thing that falls to the ground. And we have to realize that so many of us have dead dreams, and we've given up on some hope on some things, and some marriages have died, and God says something else is getting ready to spring up.
Jesus,
else is about to sprout up. Oh, my God. My God, you got to receive it on today.
Oh, yeah. I receive it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to receive it on today. It's,
yes,
I received that word, Toriel.
Ooh, glory.
It's coming. Harvest is coming. Overflow. At the beginning of this year, Pastor Anthony prophesied, this is the year of opportunity, overflow, and prayer.
Yes.
We've been praying.
Hallelujah.
We've been praying.
Hallelujah.
We've been praying. Opportunity has come. Now it's time for the overflow. This is the ninth month. This is the month where the woman can't wait to give birth
Ooh.
To that baby that she carries. In her womb. She's been carrying it a long time, and she's like, I can't wait to get this baby out.
Oh,
let the baby come out. Oh,
the labor pain. The labor pain.
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah.
It's been a labor pain. Go ahead and labor through that thing. Gird up your loins of your mind. I read that in 1 Peter today, Prophetess Lalisa. She sent me the 1 Peter, and I saw that scripture. Gird up the loins of your mind.
Amen.
My God.
Jesus.
Oh.
You see how we were talking about circumstances.
Yeah.
Understanding. Those are things, those are presentations that the enemy is bringing to us to pay attention to so that we don't remember what the vision really is. That's bottom line. He gets us afraid of the things that has happened to us already in the past, fearful for the future, so we cannot worship the Lord in the moment right now.
Hallelujah.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
And when Pontiac spoke to Jesus, he said, have you come to tempt us before the time? Jesus said, now is that time. So the enemy can put a presentation in front of you of fear, of dread, of past experiences looking like it's getting ready to happen again. This is going to happen to me again. If he could do that to you
right now,
you have not used that moment, that blessed moment and opportunity to say right now in this moment, I choose to serve and worship the Lord my God. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever.
Yes, he is.
Then you will not be able to walk up that mountain like the tribe of Judah did in 2 Chronicles. Walk up the mountain and see all your enemies completely perish in front of you. And the only job that you have to do at that point is to go out into the field with your wheelbarrow and collect the spoils of war. This is what the enemy is trying to play with. That enemy is a defeated foe. That enemy has already lost this war.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His job is to fake the funk. You remember that term?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I got this. I own this kingdom. I got your mind. I got your kids. I got your money. I'm going to use you. He's faking the funk. He already lost. Hell was not prepared for human souls. It was prepared for him. And because he fell, he got the left foot of fellowship. He want to take as many people as he can. But when you can rise up, when you say push that labor plane, that's what got me. Because I know I was sitting with my sister, Paula Washington, God bless her. And I was like, these things are happening. I refuse to give my mouth to the enemy, though. I refuse to give it to him because he has no creative power in the world, in this earth. He's waiting for my mouth to make it so. So I refuse to give him that. But I know that the Lord has people praying because they come to me and they tell me, baby, it's okay. Just keep pushing. And then I remember what my mother said, what push is. She said, that push, you know, that labor pain, come on, baby, push it out. Pray until something happens.
And women, we know how hard it is to push that thing out. I mean, all the mothers in the room, amen. Oh, my God. You're like, give me the drugs. Give me the drugs. Give me the epidural. Put me out. Well, what's something? Just let this pain pass from me. And we know how painful it is when you have to push that baby out. My God. You just scream. You shout. You cry. You have temper tantrums. You want to cut?
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. But when that baby comes out.
Oh, yes, it's worth it. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. When it's born, and that's what we're in.
Yeah.
We are in that third trimester. It is time. It is our due date. My God, some of us are past our due date. They said we're going to have to. God says I'm going to have to induce some labor up in here. My God, some of you are past your due date.
Hey, God.
Well, you know something? You said something that's very key. Induce the labor. Can I tell you something? Right before the break, do you ever notice how dark it gets? It gets harder. It doesn't get better. Right before God is getting ready to bust out and create that standard against the enemy, sometimes the pressure is harder, and you can't figure out what's going on. It's that midnight hour. It's dark. But that's the induction. That's the induction. That's that final thing that needs to happen before that final push.
Yes.
Before that final push. Because I used to say to myself, goodness gracious, can it get any darker than this? And then look around. The next day, and suddenly, God would change the whole game through a series of events that I could have never designed, that I could have never thought of. He just did it himself because he was doing it in that dark space where nobody could see. during that dark hour, being a master producer. He was handling things behind the scenes you had no idea about. We only see our little lives with our little tiny minds.
We ain't got the whole story.
Daddy's looking at the whole timeline going, oh, just hold tight.
I got that.
Go ahead and do it. Just do it. Just go ahead. Push. Do everything you're supposed to do. But that dark hour is going to be over.
It's going to be over.
Because we can be for the night, but the joy cometh in the morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hey.
Less than our own selves. Ladies.
Amen. I needed this. I just really did.
Yes. Now, see why the opposition came?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
I keep feeling this in my spirit. I'm not going to let it go. Prophetess?
Yes.
I keep feeling like there's something that the Lord spoke to you within the past week that you need to share with us. Could you go ahead and do that?
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, let me pray on it. Because I don't, you know, I'd like to be careful before I just, you know, I'm not one of those that just jump out there. But as we continue on, let me see God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And prophetess, I had a question for prophetess before I went into the preach. You know, the preacher in me came out there. You know, I could be weak in my body. I could be tired in my body. But when that anointing, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, it's just something else that happens. And it's a glorious thing. To God be the glory. Because it's not I, it's not me, but God who begins to operate through me. I'm nobody. I'm nothing but with Christ, my God. The power of the Lord, when I can decrease so that he can increase, there's nothing that we cannot do. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, who works through us, who operates through us, God, who works his will through us, my God. You might think you don't have it. You might think you can't make it. But guess what? You just go ahead and pull on the strength of the Lord, and God's going to bring you through, and he's going to use you for his glory. And just make sure when God uses you for his glory that you say to God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Keep giving God the glory, and God's going to keep using you, because that's really what we all want as women of God. We want our lives to count for something for God. You know, we could say it any way you want to, but I mean, a true woman of God wants her life to count for something for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
She doesn't care if she gets the fame or the fortune.
Right.
She cares if God gets the glory. That's when you engage. My God, a true woman of God will not talk about herself and what she can do, but she'll talk about her God and what he can do. That our God is able. He's able. He's able to lift you up out of the ashes and turn your life into such a beautiful thing for his glory. My God, my God. But I had a question for prophetess.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Stacey. They messing with the preacher. Amen. Say, come on, preacher. We were all preachers on this room.
God.
And so, no telling when one of us is going to go into a preach. We trying to talk, but God wants to say something today. My God, God wants to say something today. Amen. I want you to start binding up the strong man in your life. See, the strong man is coming, and he's hovering over so many of you, trying to steal your baby, trying to steal the vision, trying to steal the purpose for which God has birthed you into this earth. But God said, not so, not so. It shall not be so. God says every word that he's spoken over your life shall come to manifestation in your life. The thief does come to steal, kill, and destroy. But there's that but. We cannot forget the but that Jesus put right after those very words. He said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly, have that life to the fullest. And God is watching you. He's watching over you to make sure that his word is fulfilled in your life. So do not be discouraged. Do not be distressed. Just know that God's got you. God's got you. Go ahead and tell yourself, God's got me. God's got me. I know you don't have a neighbor to the left or the right of you, but go ahead and tell yourself, God's got me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
Yes. Your question, Pastor.
Jesus.
Pastor can't get to that question.
I'm going to get
but
to it.
But let the Lord have his way.
I'm going to get to it. Look, they told me my iron is low. They got me on. I had to go to the drugstore today and get me some iron pills. And they told me my cholesterol is high. I'm not on any pills for that, hallelujah. But I did have to totally change my diet. So if you all see me wasting away, it's because I can't eat the fried chicken and the pizza anymore. But that stuff was no good for me anyway. But, you know, one thing that I'm not low on and one thing that's not out of whack in my life is Jesus.
Amen.
His name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He's my healer, my deliverer, the lifter of my head. Amen. He's my bright and morning star. He's the solid rock upon which I stand. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm
yes.
not low on Jesus. Anyway. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah.
Yes, God. I just love the way these broadcasts go because, you know, nothing's written in stone.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the word that the Lord gave to Pastor Rebecca, just flow.
Yes.
This is God's talk show. Every talk show that either her or her husband, I know he's on with her on Tuesdays, but God says this is his form, just flow. And it's just amazing, even with the opposition that came forth today, God is just getting the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
We didn't panic. We didn't lose it, but we kept moving, believing that God was going to allow everything to work out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the end result is always victory when we keep our trust in God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And that's it. That's it right there. Keep our trust in the Lord. Don't trust in horses, carriers, or cars, or stock, or bonds.
Jesus.
But keep your trust in God. Look, anything that God allows to be taken away, he'll give you double.
Yeah.
God will give
double
you, he'll turn around
trouble.
And give you double for your trouble. Ask old Job. Go and check out old Job, amen, in the Old Testament. And have a talk with Job. Sit down and listen to his story, amen, as you flip through the pages of your Bible. And Job will tell you, amen, he'll tell you that God will give you double for your trouble.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He lost everything. But Job kept talking about God. Amen. He kept talking to God. And in the end, God began to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God is doing in so many of our lives. He's talking to us. And prophetess, I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. And you all can call in. And thank you, Minister Sage, for eating that KFC for me. Minister Sage said, that's all right, Pastor. I'll eat it for you. Come on, KFC. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the help. But, prophetess, I wanted to ask you about prophecy. I asked Tina about being a biblical life coach. What is it? You know, we know God calls some to be prophets. What is it? What does it mean to be a prophet of the Most High God? And I had a question. My sister asked me on Sunday, how did you become a prophet?
Amen.
Well, tell us about the importance and the significance of prophecy, and how does one become called to be a prophet?
Well, first of all, a prophet is the mouthpiece of God, whether it be male, female.
Yes.
These are the people that God speaks directly to bring forth the oracles of God, the way God feels, the way God wants to, you know, minister and to heal and deliver people. So basically a prophet is the mouthpiece of God. And in order for someone like me myself, this was something that God began to groom me into. I never knew anything about being a prophet or becoming a prophet, but being in ministry for years and, you know, sitting under sound teachings, this is the avenue that God decided that he wanted to groom me in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had nothing to do with Angie raising her hand saying, hey, I want to do that, because I wouldn't have never done it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But when God wants you to come forth and to be who he's calling for you to be, he'll begin to mold you and make you and groom you into that person that he's calling forth.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And so you never asked for it. You never stood up and decided that this was the mantle that you wanted to carry.
No, I never did that, Pastor. It was prophesied to me that gift was in me. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. My God. And that is the sign. I believe that prophets of God, and, you know, we can all, every single person that's a disciple, a true disciple of Christ, can prophesy. But not everyone is called into the office of a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
So, because God speaks to us, but there are times where God calls the prophet for the edifying of the church,
Amen.
The edification of the saints,
yes.
and also to convict the hearts, because there'll be a time when a prophet can come to you and speak a word to you that nobody knows about it but you and God.
Right. Amen.
And the prophet can say something. It may not be condemnation, but it comes to bring you into conviction,
mm-hmm.
where it says, you know, there are people that you're hanging out with, you don't need to be hanging out with those people anymore.
Amen.
And I just so appreciate prophecy. The fivefold ministry has to come back into the church. Mm-hmm. You know, the fivefold ministry has to come back into the church. And what we do, we're in right now, a lot of us, what we're doing is prophetically, we're encouraging our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people are listening, and we're not prophesying, thus says the Lord,
mm-hmm.
but we're right there where you are
Amen.
Right now. And so many people will prophesy. Do people ever try to use you like a crystal ball, like come to you and say, I know you got a word for me? And
yes. But you know, I'm a firm believer, and Pastor knows me. I don't move unless God speaks to me and tell me to move. Because some people have itching ears for a word. They want to hear what they want to hear. So I'm very careful in this particular office because I have to make sure that it's God, because a lot of people are damaged because of different words that have been spoken over their life because they were not of God.
My God.
Because they were not P-R-O-P-H-E-T. They were P-R-O-F-I-T.
Hey. Anyway. But that's what I appreciate about Prophetess Angie, that she will not move unless God tells her to move. Because
praise God.
You're playing with people's lives.
Amen.
And when I flow in the prophetic, I don't be trying to prophesy.
Right.
You know, and we also have Prophetess Lalisa with us, and she also flows prophetically in her preaching. She's a prophetic preacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she might not stand in your face and say, the Lord is speaking to me about this particular thing in your life, but when that woman begins to speak, you know that she's all up in your business.
Amen.
And that's the thing, that I will step down to pray for somebody, and God will give me a word.
Right.
Now, for those women who are called into ministry, I know we have a lot of ministers with us and people who just really don't know what they're supposed to be doing for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that you're supposed to be doing something for God. Alongside with what you're doing on a daily basis, it may not be in the pulpit or something that you stand in the church to do, but you may be an evangelist
mm-hmm.
to go forth and tell people about the goodness of Jesus. So some people look for, position, but God says that your position may not necessarily be something that has a title attached to it. You may even be a minister in your workplace,
mm-hmm.
where
right.
people will come to your cubicle and ask you for advice, so much so that you can't even get your work done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will call you. You will begin doing what God has called you to do in the church. You'll be doing that in the workplace or in the world a lot longer than you will in the church, because you'll be doing it most of your life. In other words, what you've been called to do, you're already doing in most
That's
cases.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So people have a lot of questions about their call. What am I supposed to do, and how do I know it's God?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, prophetess, how do you know? How did you know it was God? Is it something that a lot of people say they ran? Is it something that you tried to run from, that you tried to get out from under?
How did you know? How did I know that
it
I was a
prophet?
Well, you know, first of all, when a word is of God and from God, it'll bear witness in your spirit. your spirit will bear witness to what is being spoken to you. Because, again, you got to be careful because I remember being taught that 8 points truth, 2 point lie. So you got to let things register and bear with your spirit man.
Amen.
Amen. So if it's really God, it won't go away.
It won't go away. And God will give you opportunity. When God speaks, let me tell you the way God did with me growing up younger, when I was in my younger years. It would be times where God would tell me to say a word. And because of fear and because this thing was new to me, I wouldn't move. So there would be this overwhelming sensation that would come over me, and I'm shaking in my boots. But guess what? God had these two sisters in my ministry. We were connected, and they would know when God wanted to say something. So they would look at me and say, okay, Angie, do what the Lord is telling you to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I missed it. I had to repent and say, God, if you give me another chance, I'm going to do it. And guess what? He would always give me another opportunity to say what he wanted to say.
My God, that's the same thing that happened to me when God wanted me to begin to speak in the church. They would ask for testimonies. This is how God got me. They would ask, does anybody want to give a testimony? And it's like the Holy Spirit was jumping up and down on the inside of me.
Right, right.
And my heart was pounding right along with it, saying, I was fighting the Holy Spirit. He was saying, get up. And I was saying, no, you got to be kidding me.
Amen.
I'm not talking in front of these people. What if I mess up? If I stutter and sound like a fool. So I was so scared. And after I left the place, God would beat me up.
Right,
like,
right.
I would get such a chastisement
for
not doing what God had told me to do that I just fell to my knees and repented when
Amen.
The next time I'll do it.
Amen.
I'll
Amen.
Do it. And he gave me another opportunity.
Amen.
The next time I stood up and I did it, and people actually, I gave a testimony, and people actually clapped. And I was like, well, what are they clapping at, you know? But it was the God. Jesus said, my words are spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The words that I speak are spirit. So it's not necessarily you. It's not you. It's not you.
Right.
It's when you begin to speak God's word. His word is spirit, and his word begins to do the ministry that he ordained it to do, to set the captives free.
Amen.
To save the soul, to encourage the disheartened.
Mm-hmm.
To let the poor know they don't have to be poor in spirit or in pocket no more. But the thing about it is God's spirit speaks and does the work. And that's how he started me preaching.
Amen.
People would call me to do my testimony because I became an author. So they would call me in to do my testimony, and I would start preaching. And I'm like, what in the world? I'm no preacher. I was like, I am not a preacher. And I said that over and over. Now, all the time I was preaching, but I was going to speak. I was a motivational speaker. I was a public speaker. I was an author who was a speaker. But then I'm up there, they called me to speak, and I started preaching. And I knew it was over when they hired me to speak, to give a motivational speech at a fashion show where they had on little to no clothes, a secular fashion show. And I stood in the floor to speak and begin to preach Jesus because my heart was so down. I was so discouraged about seeing these beautiful young ladies being prostituted like that.
Amen.
And I just began to, I spoke a word, I gave my testimony, and then I talked about how Jesus saved me and told people if they wanted to know my Jesus to see me at the back of at my table. And
Amen.
I would lead them into salvation. That's when I knew it was over. I said, nobody's never going to hire me again to do a motivational speech because they don't want to hear about this Jesus. But God opened doors. And that's what I'm saying. In the chat room, they're saying that that's happening a lot in the churches, that some people, Minister Sage and Dana Neal, said that that's happening in their churches. Some people want positions. And Lalisa says that you got to do what God tells you to do and be who God tells you to be. Don't worry about what others think or say. In the end, it is God who will prove you.
That's
every
right.
gift is God who will prove. He will prove your every gift and talent.
Amen.
And stature. And some people do want position and stature, but what about what we're talking about, you and what God is telling you to do,
mm-hmm.
and know that God has something for you to do in the kingdom. And he's going to use every single gift that he's put down on the inside of you. And know that for sure today. God is no respecter of persons.
Right.
Amen. And
I'm in all of that right now. And, you know, I believe in being real and true, because somebody else needs to hear the truth, and it will deliver them. I'm in between that, transitioning from one point of my life to the other point of my life. Maybe it happened when I was 40, maybe because I was recently divorced. But the Lord has used me to speak and preach since I was young. The gift was there, and I couldn't explain it, and I would run, and I would do that same thing you did, Pastor Beck. I was sitting here laughing. I would argue almost all the way down the aisle. Going, not me. What do I got to say? All these old folk in here. You don't have anybody else you could talk to. Not me.
My God.
Not me. And then the Lord just used me and my ex-husband in such a tremendous way that it was actually, you know, I guess astounding to many people.
Mm-hmm.
And the attacks came because we weren't covered under a proper ministry. And that's what I'm going to encourage the women to do. Make sure that you're under good, solid teaching, because that's what you said, Prophetess Angie.
Amen.
Solid
Amen.
Teaching.
Amen.
Then the transitions of life came. And I thought that was it. I'm speaking nationally. You know, my talent is doing this and that, and thank God. And thank God God is doing what he said he would do. Not so much that Tina's doing what she wanted to do, but he's doing what he said he would do.
Yes.
And a few years ago, the Lord kept saying, this is not just it. This is preparation. Don't park here.
My God.
Don't park here.
Mm-hmm.
Learn. Take it.
Amen.
In.
Amen.
Come into fellowship. Put yourself under people who I send you to. And I saw that in Pastor Rebecca and a few other of the sisters that I'm around who have a spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm open always for correction.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my part. That's my part, so I can grow and be what God wants me to be. So those are some of the things that God has dealt with me with as he's launching me into a different level of ministry now. Was I always in ministry? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was training. And did God speak to me to use me in the moment? Yes. When it was painful and when it was hurtful? Did he sit me down even when I was going through the divorce and the pain? Yes, and I agreed with him in the sitting down, because when you're going through a lot of pain, you need to be very careful of preaching out of your pain.
Right.
And teaching out of your pain and making sure that you're hearing from God, that you're whole and healed so you're not a wounded warrior. And then to put myself in a position where I'm under the stewardship of others who I trust their spirit so that I can get whole completely.
Yep.
Those are some of the processes and the stages. And as a 40-year-old woman, my life is making such a shift, a tremendous shift. Sometimes I just have to just put my feet, you know, grounded and go, okay, what part of the game is this? But I know it's part of the molding. It's
Amen.
Part of the process, and I trust God.
Amen.
I trust God in the whole thing. So I felt like I needed to say that, because there's people who in different stages, there's different transitions. These are the transitions and the stages for me. I had to come humble before God. I had to be willing to be taught, because a good teacher is always being taught.
Amen.
And they have a humble spirit. They have a teachable
right.
spirit. And always know when it is God, when it's not God. You know, you're going because he called you to go. You're not just going because you felt like going and you thought you had a talent. God required your mouth. He required your hands. Whatever it is, be willing to sweep the floor if you need to sweep the floor. Have an attitude of serving God wherever you are, and then he will continue to make it clearer and clearer through time
mm-hmm.
what that thing is that you need to do.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is just so true. And that's what Dana was saying, and Minister says, that a lot of people, they see the preacher and they see the prophet, they see the apostle, they see the teacher, and they see the evangelist, and they want to be that. But be careful. You know, you just really have to be careful about coveting certain gifts.
Right.
Certain positions, because you're going to go through something.
Yes.
Minister, Sage, Prophetess Lalisa, Tina, and Prophetess Auntie, and all of those who are here in ministry, you know that you're going to go through something.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to go through something. So you're not going to covet nobody's pain.
If you really would not do it.
I wouldn't do it. If you know what I've been through since I've been a pastor, if you know, when I was an author out there, nobody bothered me. But when I became a pastor, I mean, people, my friends left me. They didn't want anything to do with me anymore. And then new old friends left. And then new people that came into my life, I would help them. And they would turn around and not stab me in my back, but stab me in my heart. They would call me names like abrasive and cruel. That's why it was like sweet. You know, people would really, really, I would help them up and give them a hand up, and they would give me a slap in the face. You know, people resented me because I told the truth. A prophetess Angie knows that I'm a no-nonsense preacher, so
That's it. I tell the truth. That's it.
I tell the truth, and people don't like me because I tell the truth. And then this
but
is
I love you because it's
amen.
Only true.
So what I'm saying is you're going to go through something.
Yes.
You're going to go through something, and there's some lonely moments. There are those wilderness moments when you look around and you wonder where your friends are, and there's nobody to be found.
Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody.
He's
hey.
The only one that
hey.
Knows. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nobody but Jesus. He's the only one that matters.
Yes, thank you, God.
He's the only one that matters. My God. So even if you feel alone sometimes, know that you're in that preparation stage that we talked about today. And don't covet someone else's gift. Know that God has something for you to do. Keep your mind and your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
And guess what? With all of this stuff that I talked about coming against you, my God, and I'm looking at Minister Sage in the chat room. She said, yes, Lord. You know, she said, you're walking and you're talking, you know, heavy. She said she thought that she had forgot to pay the cell phone bill. But the phone, because the phone rarely rang at times. And she knows what we're talking about. But think about all of the times that Jesus walked alone.
Mm.
Think about the times when they wanted to kill him just because of who he was.
That's it.
Because he was anointed and appointed. Ah. Minister Sage, you are anointed and appointed. And know that everything that you're going through is for the glory of God. Prophetess Lalisa, fire started, you are anointed and appointed. Dana Neal, you are anointed and appointed. Know that God has a great plan for your life. And what you're going through, count it trivial, considering what God is getting ready to do in your life. Compared to Tina Michelle, you're anointed and appointed. These minute troubles that you're going through, count it as naught, count it as nothing compared to the tutorial that God is getting ready to release in your life. God is getting ready. I tell you, I'm feeling God. God is getting ready to release something in your life.
Yeah.
It's not by chance. You are going through what you're going through. I know I'm going through my whole body, my eyes. Everything is being attacked. But I bind up Satan right now in every area of the lives of the women who are listening right now. I bind up the hands of Satan right now that he won't be able to harm you. Yes, he may be testing you. I can't bind him up if God is allowing him to test you. He's saying, have you considered my servant? And put your own name right there because you're faithful. God, Jesus said, my disciples out of their bellies, rivers of living water shall flow from their belly.
Mm-hmm.
And those rivers are going to nourish and save some souls and help some people and bring people out of prostitution, bring people out of bondage. Don't let no devil stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Don't let no jealousy or covetousness stop you. Yeah, let them go. If they go, they call themselves your friends. They want to go see you, wouldn't want to be you, because God's going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And if you cease to call yourself my friend just because you see God's hand on my life, then you're not none of my friend anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of those that God's going to prepare a table in the presence of when God begins to bless me. And I don't mean you no harm, but you got to tell people sometimes, I thought you loved me, but you you know what? Now that I found out the real deal, I still love you. But watch my smoke.
Hey.
Watch what God gets ready to do. Watch God begin to consume everything in my life in his fire. And then that fire is going to come out through every word that I speak and everything that I do for him. Because God is getting ready to get the glory in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, stay on path.
Hallelujah.
Stay on track. Don't grow weary. Don't be discouraged. Don't quit. Stay on track and watch God. God says if you're faithful with these little things, with these little problems, with these little circumstances, with the few people that he puts you in front of, he's going to put you in charge of much. So stay on track and know that God has a great plan.
Amen.
We have 5 minutes. I don't know what's going on around
Jesus.
Here.
Thank you, God.
I do know. I know the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this
That's
place.
It. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And he's in control. Prophetess prophesied, she said, the Lord just wants you to flow.
Yeah.
Don't put no holes on the Lord.
No agenda.
God bless you, Lady B. God bless you. Good to see you. We have 4 minutes. We want to remind you of our women's conference coming up October the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Prophetess Angie Singletary, myself, and Dr. Bethea will be ministering on this weekend, and we have some just some anticipation about what the Lord is going to do. More importantly than us being there, Jesus Christ is going to be in the house. Amen. And we don't do nothing without Jesus. Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah.
You can go to our website, nccmonline.org, to register. There is a registration fee, but we're not taking any money on the website. You can give your registration offering, we want to call it, because the ministry does need money to go forward. You can do that at the door when you come, or any time during the weekend when you come on that weekend. But we look to see you there if you're in the New Jersey area, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we're looking for a mighty move of God. We want to help you to get free. It's God's leading lady, which means that you're the lady that's going to allow God to lead you into your destiny so that he can get the glory in your life. My God. So
hallelujah.
We only have 3 minutes. Tina, prophetess, 3 minutes.
Amen.
We have three minutes.
Hallelujah. It's
two words.
Go ahead, Sister Tina.
Two words, faithful, flow, and focus. God gave me the word focus as focus on continuously uprooting Stop Satan and Strongholds. Those are acronyms. And flow, for Diva Flow, is faithfully living in obedience and outwardly worshiping.
My God. Whew. Powerful prophetess.
Amen. You know, Sister Tina, she had said that the Lord had given me something about a week ago. And I think during one of the broadcasts, I forget what this discussion was. But anyway, it's a blessing to be saved today. In the midst of everything that's going on, it's a blessing to know Jesus. It's a blessing to be saved and have relationship. And when the discussion was up that day, the Lord had given me the scripture, but I didn't get a chance to read it, so I'm going to read it, because
Amen.
If this is what God wants to say, this is it. It's a blessing to be saved, because the word says in 1 Peter 4, verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Aren't you glad that we are hearing and heeding the word of God today? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Aren't you glad that you're saved?
Yes.
I'm glad
yes.
that I'm saved today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I am glad. Amen. Amen. And if you're not saved, we don't want to leave you out.
Amen.
Oh, my God. It is not God's will that anyone should perish. No, what we're talking about is that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that anyone who believed on him would have life eternally with God in heaven. And Jesus also gives us that life more abundantly, above and beyond what we could think or ask. My God. So we want to offer you the power of Jesus Christ in your life today. Repent of your sins. All that you have to do is repent of your sins. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, lost and turned out, looking for love in all of the wrong places. I need Jesus in my life. I need Jesus' joy in my life. You can receive him today if you could believe in your heart that Jesus Christ came and died for you, and that and confess with your mouth that he is Lord, and repent of your sins and receive him on today. You can do that, and you too shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you receive it today, email me, powerintheword1@yahoo.com. And all you have to do is pray, Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. I'm sorry. I want a new life. Come into my life. I believe in you today. Come into my life today. Amen, and praise God. We're out
Hallelujah.
Of time.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
we
everyone.
Rejoice because somebody's getting saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody just got saved. Amen. And we rejoice today.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you all. We're streaming. We're streaming. We're not streaming, but we are on the archive. And I just want to close out properly. Tina, 10 seconds. Prophetess, 10 seconds, and I will close us on out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, you know, I just want to just say really a quick word for my sisters on the line today. I praise you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for speaking directly to me, though to everyone else that's on the line today. Your mercy endures forever. And I thank you that even though we may have questions in our mind, you haven't required us to look at the circumstances or understand. You required us to just stand. Just stand. And I thank you for that now. In the name of Jesus, that we all can just stand together as sisters
yeah.
and lock arms and intercede for one another, even all the people that we know on the chat room and those we do not know, intercede for one another so that we feel your strength and power through your fellowship. And we thank you for that, Lord, that we are encouraged in you today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything, being that I opened up with prayer, Pastor, so you can go.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
Lord. Well, we love you. We
Hallelujah.
Want you to know that we love you, and
Amen.
We will be right here in position every single week as the Lord allows every Thursday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon, from 12 to 1-ish, from 12 to about 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock. But we will be here, amen, and we look forward to seeing you next week right here at blogtalkradio.com/power. We love you. Go, my sister, and serve the Lord. Be, do, and have everything that God has created you to be, do, and have. God bless you. God bless you, Tina Michelle. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless
I love you.
You
both.
Love you,
and
too.
I appreciate you. I'll God see you next time.
Okay.
Amen. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Amen.